Hello everyone, my name is Mark Davies and I've been working as a journalist for over a decade now. It's a pleasure to speak to you today about entering the media and publishing sector. A lot of young people ask me if they absolutely must study media or communications at university to get a foot in the door. Actually, as many editors will tell you, holding a university degree in an unrelated discipline can serve as an excellent stepping stone towards a journalism qualification. Some of my most successful colleagues studied subjects like economics or science. In my own case, I initially chose to focus on chemistry. I had always loved writing, but having a solid, specialized background really makes you stand out when you start applying for jobs later on.
Of course, once you have your academic degree, you still need to learn the actual craft of reporting. You might think you can just jump straight into a busy newsroom and learn on the job. However, I strongly advise taking a dedicated course to get a formal certificate in journalism. It proves to prospective employers that you understand essential things like media law and ethics, which a standard university degree simply doesn't cover.
While you are studying, it's absolutely crucial to build up a portfolio of published work. When I was younger, I tried submitting articles to the local newspaper, but they were largely ignored by the busy editors. So instead, I began contributing regularly to the student magazine. It was a fantastic, low-pressure way to learn how to structure a news story, work with an editor, and finally see my name in print.
During my formal journalism training, we covered a wide variety of practical skills. Learning how to edit text quickly was okay, and writing catchy headlines was quite fun, but doing interviews was undoubtedly the highlight for me. Getting out there, asking challenging questions, and talking to real people is the very heart of what journalism is all about.
When you finally land your first job, usually as a junior reporter on a regional paper, the pressure can be intense. Employers look for excellent communication skills and a flexible approach, of course. But above all, you must be capable of working to strict deadlines. It doesn't matter how beautifully crafted your prose is. If you miss the printing slot, your brilliant article is essentially worthless.
As your career progresses, you tend to find a niche and specialise. I spent my first few years covering local politics, and occasionally I'd be sent out to report on business news. These days, though, my primary focus is the environment. Having a science background is incredibly useful when I'm trying to explain complex climate reports or pollution statistics to the general public.
People often have a highly glamorous image of journalism, picturing reporters constantly chasing exciting stories. The reality is often spending long, frustrating hours at a computer desk. Having said that, the amount of travel I get to do now really surprised me. I assumed I'd be stuck in the city office year-round, but I frequently fly to different countries to cover international summits.
It's also worth mentioning that the media landscape is shifting rapidly. Writing good copy isn't always enough to secure a job anymore. Obviously, you need to be completely comfortable navigating social media, but picking up some basic video skills will give you a massive advantage. Many online publications now expect their reporters to film and edit short clips to accompany their written pieces.
I won't pretend it's an easy industry to break into. The starting salaries can be quite low, and there is fierce competition for the few entry-level positions available. You have to be remarkably persistent, pitch your ideas to multiple editors, and never let a rejection email discourage you.
To sum up, people often ask what makes a truly great journalist. Well, you certainly need determination and a thick skin, but I truly believe that endless curiosity is what keeps you going over the years. If you lose your desire to find out how things work and why things happen, your writing will inevitably suffer. Just keep asking questions. Thank you for listening, and I'd be happy to take any questions.